Indiana also votes on Tuesday, and the presidential matchup is not the only contest on the ballot. My co-host Michelle Norris is spending this week in Indiana, and today she sat down with Republican Governor Mitch Daniels, who is up for re-election. They spoke in Governor Daniels' State House office.
Well, Governor, thank you for taking the time to talk to us. We have been here for just about a week, and we've traveled all over, and we've talked to a lot of your constituents, and a lot of people are really worried right now. They're worried about the economy. They're worried about rising gas prices. And one thing we keep hearing from people over and over again is that it's a time for a change. It's time for change. What does that mean for your party? What does that mean for you? You're up for re-election also.
Oh, first of all, I think it's always time for change in America. If we stop moving forward, we will slip behind. And so I think that one of the healthiest things that happens is we have these quadrennial elections and debate the kind of change we ought to have.
How do you take that notion, change, and embrace it as an incumbent?
We're always moving forward here. We alone in America have really addressed our infrastructure problems, did it without raising taxes or debt. And the president, it's interesting to hear the presidential candidates stomp around Indiana talking about the infrastructure crisis in America. They're right. They may not have noticed they're in the one state that has money in the bank, earning interest, and is reinvesting it. We're so glad that the presidential candidates, at least of one party, came here. It's been exciting. But when they're gone in a week, Indiana's going to have to tend to its own problems, by and large. I hope whoever the next president is will deal with a huge national change that we need. Greater energy sufficiency and the entitlements overhang and these major national crises that we face. But we recognize here in Indiana, we better tend to our own knitting. Nobody's going to solve our problems for us.
I want to talk to you about energy because you've always been a strong proponent of states' rights. And when people express their concerns about gas prices, the candidates are all talking about what they plan to do, whether it's freezing the federal gas tax or reducing energy dependency. But people are looking to you for leadership on this also. What can the state of Indiana do to provide some relief at the pump?
Well, one thing we did was solve our infrastructure crisis without raising gas taxes. We found another way to do it, using other people's money, frankly, some private capital. In the years since we've done that, 32 states have raised their gas tax, some of them very recently.
Imagine, but you're still within the top 12 in terms of gas taxes.
Well, I'm just saying we're not with the majority of states that has made this problem worse for motorists. Candidates can say whatever they want, but the problem with gas prices and energy prices, we don't have enough of it. We are not producing enough of it.
Well, you're talking about a long-term solution. What do you do for a fellow that I met at the gas station who was filling up his tank, paid $68? That was on a Tuesday because he travels back and forth to Bloomington to commute. He's going to be back at that same gas pump paying another almost $70 for gas 2 days later. What do you do for him?
What you don't do is make a false promise, you know, not if you're an honest public servant. If the federal government decides to suspend collecting its gas tax, that will help him in some, at least, marginal way. But, you know, I'm not going to promise that there's some magic wand. If there were one, I would have waved it a long time ago.
We spoke to pollsters this week that found that a large number of Republicans are planning to participate in the Democratic primary. And there was, in looking at those numbers, they think that some of them may be crossing over to participate because they're interested in the candidates. Some of them may be crossing over because they're responding to a call of a very popular radio host who's encouraged Republicans to get involved and vote for a particular candidate. You have a smile on your face as I ask you this question. What do you think of this?
I don't know. I have no idea what will happen or why. Probably a combination of all those things. Hey, some of them just want to have some fun. This is our first shot in 40 years. Don't overlook the fact that some folks would just like to be where the action is and may or may not be predictive of what they decide later on when they have a different set of choices. But, hey, indulge us just a little bit. We Hoosiers have been ignored out here by presidential candidates a long time. And I'm sad to say, after next Tuesday, we won't see much of them again.
That's Indiana Republican Governor Mitch Daniels speaking with my co-host, Michelle Norris.